Manal Elfakhani looks back fondly on childhood memories from the month of Ramadan. She would break her fast at the mosque with family and snack on sweet semolina flour cookies that she's since learned to bake herself. Ramadan is about spiritual reflection and the value of having enough to eat, she said. For about a month, many Muslims don't eat or drink from dawn to sunset. This year, it's set to begin this weekend. While it's safe for most people to fast, planning ahead and keeping nutrition in mind can make the month that much more meaningful, said Elfakhani, a nutrition expert at Pennsylvania State University. Young children, the elderly and those who are pregnant, menstruating or breastfeeding are exempt from fasting. People with diabetes, heart disease or other chronic conditions should talk to their doctor when deciding to fast, especially if they take medications regularly. You should be in a very good, healthy state in order to do this, Elfakhani said. Fuel up at the pre-dawn meal. For the pre-dawn meal called sahur, nutrition experts recommend fueling up with a variety of food groups. When Sonia Islam was too tired to crawl out of bed for sahur as a child, her mother would bring her a banana and a glass of milk. Now a dietitian at VCU Health, she sees the wisdom in that meal. A combination of fiber and protein. Having sustained fuel that can last for as long as possible is critical, she said. She suggests foods with healthy fats in them, like avocados and nuts, as well as high fiber, hydrating vegetables and fruits. Sugary foods aren't the best idea since they digest quickly and can trigger cravings. While that cup of coffee or tea may be tempting, experts say it's best to fight the urge. Instead, hydrate with water and non-caffeinated drinks. Break the fast in moderation. The daily fast's duration can vary by location depending on the hours of daylight. Experts say to take it easy and listen to the body while fasting. Elfakhani tries to slow down during the day in between teaching stints and catches up on work after the evening iftar meal. Going for a short walk or stretching can help boost energy levels and keep the mind active. People who exercise regularly may want to work out right before breaking the fast or later in the evening to avoid dehydration. At the evening iftar meal, avoid overeating as this can make the body feel sluggish. Some choose to break their fast with a glass of water or a hot drink and fiber-rich dates. After that, consider having a few appetizers and a small entree. Wait a few hours and then snack as needed. It's more so about mindful eating and listening to when your body's actually hungry as opposed to just overloading, said Zeba Jetpuri from UT Southwestern Medical Center. The Associated Press Health and Science Department receives support from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute's Science and Educational Media Group and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The AP is solely responsible for all content. Aditi Ramakrishnan, The Associated Press.